Blog Talk Radio. This is Air to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. His name is Mark Daniels. He's going to be talking about what he means by root, feed your soul, and why that's so important. Mark is the author of Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, a Judaic tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He was inspired to write this book after a life-changing experience, a visit to the Dachau concentration camp, to the site of the camp. Mark is also founder of the Weed Out Hate Initiative for Kids of All Ages. Welcome to the show, Mark. How are you doing today? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, I'm not able to hear him, so we will be right back.
Can you hear me?
Hello, Mark. Can you hear me now? There you are. Okay, very
good. Yeah, I called 5 minutes earlier, but no one ever answered.
Okay, yeah, we were having technical difficulties. Sorry about that. So we're
not
on. I just introduced you, and we're going to go ahead and start talking. So it's great to have you on the show, Mark. And, you know, I know that you really want to talk about root feeding your soul today. So let's go ahead and get started with that.
First, a little bit about why I want to talk about this. And like so many other bloggers, garden bloggers and the like, I want to start by ranting a little bit about the weeds that confront us every day, not only in the garden, but also in social media. And by social media weeds, I'm talking about basically right-wing extremists, tweets and posts that give us a feeling of uneasiness, So what I want to talk about today is a way that we can root feed our souls and protect our spirits to lift us to a better place, a more spiritual place.
Wonderful. I love that. Very good. Very good. So what does it mean to root feed your soul? Let's start with that.
Okay. As the eldest grandson of the inventor of the Ross root feeder, I spent the better part of my formative years listening to my grandmother and my father and my grandfather educate me about how to best root feed prize-winning rose bushes. You do this by feeding at the roots. And to root feed at your soul, what you do is to take the most beautiful music, watch the most beautiful dance, listen to the most beautiful instrumental music you could possibly think of, whether it's Beethoven or Brahms' lullabies or Snow White's fairy tales, the things that you remember as a kid from your parents, and devote a certain amount of time each day just listening to that and just listening to it with the mindset of flushing out all the negativity and focusing on yourself and allowing the music, which I believe is angelically inspired, to bring you to that better place.
Wow, I like that. I like that a lot. And as I introduced you, you were talking about things you see, read on social media, hear, wherever. All this stuff is coming at us. By doing this, you know, like you're saying, the root feeding of our soul, listening to music, reading beautiful things, whatever it is, maybe some meditation. How does that guard us from that other stuff that's coming at us?
Well, the other stuff wants to steal our mind. They want to infect our mind with things that make us angry, the things that enrage us. And whether or not we're angry or enraged, what they want us to do is try to infest other people's minds on the social media. Mm-hmm. What I do to detach from all of this, I get out and garden. And I'm 66, and I have never gardened with a passion like I had in this spring. I must have planted 30 perennials and a number of rose bushes and a few trees just around my deck. And the time we spend in our garden, learning how to nurture nature, and doing this with the intention of blocking out the social media and getting us off Twitter just for an hour or so, that helps. That helps detach us and put us into a happy place.
I like it. I love it because I don't have a garden. I have a patio, but I love, you know, just to see the beauty of the plants and just to nurture it. And when you're first planting it, there's something so wonderful about that, Mark, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. But it's not only, you don't have to have a garden to garden your soul or
right.
to garden your spirit. One thing that they've done a lot in Europe, and I see this on YouTube, at the town squares and in the train stations. In fact, there's one example of how a local theater company in Antwerp, Belgium, took the Antwerp train station and engaged two dozen actors to begin dancing Do Re Mi.
Oh.
And they broadcast this song throughout the train station, and within minutes, dozens of people began to join them, and within a half an hour, they must have had 200-300 people flooding into the train station and joining the dance. So if you become part of the music, you become part of the dance, and it just changes yourself, if for only a little bit. It just flushes out the bad stuff and brings in the good.
Yes, it's so true, Mark. I mean, I just love, you know, what music does to me, music that I love, music that I enjoy. It just, you could be in the foulest mood, and all of a sudden, if you listen to something beautiful, it's just an instant change. I've experienced that. An instant change with music. Very nice. So
wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love that. The music and and there's other things, just focusing on beautiful things or looking at beautiful things. Right now, we went to an event last night where they had a church event where they had the most beautiful set up Christmas lights. You wouldn't believe the beauty of it. I can't imagine how long it took them to set all this up. It was magnificent. And so
it sounded to me that that you lit up your spirit from within just by being at that venue.
Absolutely. It was, I'm still thinking about it today. It was incredible. But you can just go around town, you know, right now and enjoy the holiday lights and things like that. Yeah. So, anything else you wanted to say about root feeding your soul before we go on and talk about your book a little bit more?
Well, I think it is just like in any drama. We're living in 24/7 drama. What I have done is encapsulated all the wickedness of whitewashing Holocaust history and systemic racism and all that nasty stuff you see on the media, and I've symbolized that in one flower, the cornflower. This has evolved since the time that I was first on the air. I had started with a dandelion, weed out hate, showing a person rooting out a dandelion, and then I got a lot of hate mail. People saying, "But I like dandelions because they make they season their salad with it, and they make tea out of it." So I decided I was on the search for a new demon. I found this demon in the European cornflower. And the cornflower has been adopted. It was adopted in pre-World War II Austria as the symbol of choice for the Nazi Party.
Oh.
And it's been reincarnated by the Austrian and German right-wing media. And these people are nasty. These are the members of part of the German parliament who will wear blue cornflowers, understanding the emotions that this bring out when the head of the Jewish community is giving an 80-year commemoration of the Holocaust victims.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
If there ever was a quintessential weed, it's this cornflower.
Wow.
So that's That's what we want to get out of is the cornflower mentality. Anything that you think is nasty and divides us and cuts us off from garden spirituality, it's the cornflower. What lures us forward is the rose.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. They're so beautiful. They're so fragrant. I mean, I personally love roses, but I just love the whole plant a rose. So weed out that cornflower and plant a rose. That's what you're saying.
Yes, symbolically, I relate Dr. Martin Luther King as a symbolic rose. I also relate former Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as a judicial justice rose, who felt the nature of spiritual justice flowing through her, throwing through her spirits, and used that justice to temper her decisions.
Very nice. So I know that that you have a passage from your book that you'd like to read to us. Would you like to go ahead and do that now?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
It's springtime in Berlin. I am surrounded by the works of Ernest Hemingway, Albert Einstein, Helen Keller, William Shakespeare, and Heinrich Heine. You'd think I would be in a nook at a library or at a bookstore, but I'm not. These are not ordinary times. On a day when I should be enjoying the scent of cherry blossoms combined with the beautiful sounds of nightingales, I'm experiencing just the opposite, the pungent smell of carcass flowers emanating from otherwise blue-hued cornflowers. Which crazy grower could have created this diabolical flora? Instead of beautiful nightingales chirping, I'm hearing ravens, mockingbirds, a signal that something is very, very wrong. Like so many writers, I carry my soul in my book. This book is no different. What is different today is that I perceive myself as one of the books in the Nazi book burning pile in Berlin, 1933. Something is wrong. Burnt smoke is rising from my PC, and my fingers are tingling as I'm beginning to write these lines. This is kind of like the introduction of my book, and I'm sensing that my fingers are beginning to tinge, and smoke is beginning to come out from my PC as if the PC is on fire. Today, authors face the onslaught of right-wing pundits, the banning of enlightened books, and even book burning, which prevents spiritual seekers from finding authenticity. Whether these pages can withstand the blazing flames of hatred depends on whether or not I can live up to the book's claim to lead you, the reader, to a better place, a more spiritual place.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you for reading that for us.
You're most welcome.
Really, really good.
My book is a case in polar opposites. Mm-hmm. And when you put it, polar opposites, when you put things of help whipping you out of the frying pan into the angelic heavens, there's nothing more opposite than that.
I guess that's true. Usually it goes from the frying pan to the fire, which is not that pleasant, but I love that you changed that and to a complete reverse opposite. I like it. That's really, really funny. So we're going to take a quick break now to hear from our sponsors. And if you'd like to call in and ask Mark a question or talk to him, you're welcome to call now. The number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
So are you online?
Quick question to you. Are you feeling the connection to your soul? Or do you wish to improve that access and discover the power of your holographic mind and the quantum field? If you say yes to that, then join us at the Soul Awareness Retreat in Bali, right on the ocean side at the magical Shambhala Retreat Center. Come on an adventure of your soul with best-selling author Ilona Selke and Amareya. Find out more at soulawarenessretreats.com.
Club Remembers was an inspiration motivated by deep feelings from my Grandma Ida and Uncle Bob. Unresolved grief can cause depression. the decline of brain capacities can be avoided by the special bond and special communication from the grandchild and the grandparent sharing memories. This provides education for the grandchild and healing for the elderly. Keep them sharp by practicing the exercises in the book to prevent dementia. LoveRemembers.net and BrainSproutsMemory.com.
Frustrated by right-wing pundits demonizing award-winning books in the classroom and even in book club circles, Mark Daniel's compassionate and nurturing counter-fire brand title, Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, will open your heart and ignite spirits, lifting you out of the social networking bonfire and into a better place. Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, available through Amazon and other online retailers.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Mark Daniels, talking about what he means by root, feed your soul, and his book, Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose. So let's talk a little bit about the holidays are coming up, and you had mentioned that you believe your book would make a great Christmas or holiday gift. And could you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yes, I will. Since we first talked last month, I've had a lot of feedback from readers who have thanked me for writing my lines. And what I find out is that there are a lot of people out there that are hurting. These are people who have suffered losses of loved ones killed by COVID-19 or experienced general malaise of the holiday, even a lot of people going through chemotherapy. And basically, these are people who are hanging their hope on a string. It's very thin. And what they find in my book is that I paint a reality that they never that they might have forgotten, but I help reconnect them with them, like singing a lullaby that your parents used to sing to you when you were a child, or listening to Snow White. For the very first time with all the naivete of a child, but it brings you back to that special time when you were a child and you were in the comfort of nested home, protected home.
That's really good. We need that now. I mean, we've been through a lot the last 2 years, and being able to have something that could comfort us and that could remind us that we are okay, that everything's going to be okay. Because a lot of the chaos that goes on, it goes on in our mind, doesn't it, Mark?
Well, it goes on in our mind, and it starts by external sources infesting our soul, just the way aphids or beetles can defoliate a tree in a matter of days. That's what social media rants do to our soul, and our poor spirits are left to their own devices. So what this does, what this book does, it's like a spiritual or literary tonic for the soul that helps you reconnect with your inner self, with your true self, and helps ward off the bad stuff and lure you to that better place.
Very good. I like that true self. That's what I call the authentic self. I like to call your authentic self who you really are. And so many times, I don't know, in my own experience, it kind of was drowned out by all the noise, right? Everything that's going on around you can really drown out your own voice and your own inner being and who you really are. So I love that you're helping people to connect back with that, Mark.
Just for a few minutes, many of the lullabies that we – Bronze Lullaby, everybody knows the tune, but very few people know the lyrics. And those people who do know the lyrics, they're in German, they wouldn't understand them. So throughout the book, I specialize in taking foreign language lyrics whose tunes we're all familiar with, and I translate them and put them into context as a means for helping to lift us out of the bonfire. So that's what's so special about it. No matter how much you remember about your lullabies, you'll be experiencing lullabies and nursery rhymes and popular songs, Beethoven's Ode to Joy, as if you're hearing it for the very first time.
Wow, Ode to Joy, that's a really beautiful one. You know, music is just like you said earlier on in our first half, how music would just take us to a whole different place, you know. And I love that you're talking about that again. I don't think too many people talk about that, and I think it's great that you do.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So anything else that you would like to say about your book besides the lullabies and the other music? What else, what other little treasures are in there for the reader?
Basically, the feedback that I've gotten so far is that it touches everybody differently.
Mm-hmm.
In the dozens of emails and responses I've gotten back so far, I learn a little bit about what's right with my concept and what's wrong with my concept. This is an evolving book. This book has life. And when you as a reader come back to me and tell me what you like about it and what you don't like about it, don't be surprised if I incorporate the ideas that you bring up, especially the negative things. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. That's where I got the idea about the bad publicity I was giving, the bad rap I was giving the dandelion. I changed that just because of reader feedback.
Right. I love that because, yeah, there are people who do love dandelions. What I remember from dandelions is as a kid, you know, when the little seeds were ready, you would blow them, right? And that was like, that's one of my most fun experiences of being a child. So I'm glad that, you know what I love about you, Mark, is that you are constantly learning and evolving. And so instead of saying like many would, well, you know, dandelion is a weed, you know, just sit and argue the point. No, you grow and you listen and you say, yeah, you know what? Some people do love dandelion. So I better stop using that image. I just love that. It's important.
So in a nutshell, Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, available at Amazon and other online booksellers, is my Christmas present to you. When you give me comments and feedback, good or bad, that's your Christmas to me and my followers. So
yeah.
I'll take the good as bad as the good.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. That's really great. So tell us how to get a hold of you. You talked about that the book is on Amazon. Give us a little bit more information about you, yourself. And what
okay, you can contact me at Mark, M-A-R-C, at weedouthate.org. And it's all written together, Mark, at weedouthate.org. I have a website, www.weedouthate.org. And again, if you like the concept, tell me about it. If you hate the concept, tell me about it. I live for feedback.
Yeah, he's open to all of it. That's wonderful. And you can also find Mark on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page, and you will see him there with his picture, a link to this interview, and a link to his website. And speaking of the interview, we're doing this live, but a replay of it will be available right after. So make sure that you pass this along. People need, in these days especially, we need to remind ourselves of the good. And that's one of the things that Mark is so promoting.
Well, thank you so much for the special privilege of being live on radio with you.
I love having you with me because of the fact that you are promoting good. You're promoting positivity. That's what Dare to Be Authentic is all about. You know, there's many shows we'll be talking about all of that's going on everywhere all over the world, but I want to talk about solutions, and you have a solution for us, Mark. This whole thing about feeding our souls. What are we're feeding our souls all the time, right? Whether we're feeding it good stuff or healthy stuff or negative stuff, and that's what you're talking about. But you're talking about really focusing on feeding the good things to yourself.
We are the gatekeepers of the good and the evil. If we choose to allow the spiritual flow of the good infuse our souls, we protect ourselves against the evil and allow ourselves not only to reach new heights for ourselves, but just a bit to feel a little bit more compassion to other people who need our help and to bring out our nurturing instincts.
Yes, and that's something that in these days especially I think we need to get back to more compassion for each other, loving each other more, being kinder to each other. It's, you know, it's not like being portrayed out there, and we can get back to it, and this is one of the ways to do it. Is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener? We have about 4 minutes.
What can I say to a gardening coach angel? You know everything. You are everything. You give everything. Thank you for being there.
Oh, you're the sweetest thing ever. You know, I just get so excited when I talk to you, Mark, because, like I said, you are going to use your word root, you're going to the root of some of the problems that we get carried away by the negativity, and it's bombarding us from all sides right now. It has been for quite a few years. But there is a solution for that, which is the root feeding of our souls, which is focusing on the good. And that's really, people have talked about that since the beginning of time. Focus on the good, right? Focus on what's good in your life. But you're here to remind us that. And I love that, because we need that reminder. It's so easy to get carried away with the latest news, right? The latest reports, whatever it might be. And as we're going into 2022, I can barely say it, 2022, that's a really great number. I believe that doing what you say, following that, feeding our souls the good stuff is going to make all the difference. And you are here to change one person at a time, right now through your book. And I'm here the same way. But, you know, if we change one person and they change one person and those change five person, what happens then, Mark?
It starts with a weed. When U.S. Senate Chaplain Larry Black gave a prayer on the Senate floor that it starts with a seed, I sent him 25 packs of flower seeds, of sunflower pea seeds, and he wrote me a very nice letter back, and I that's part of my book as well. So it's a message that's timeless. It's good for an individual. It's even good for him.
Yeah, it's good for everybody. And that's why I wanted, that's why I have you on my show, because I want to spread good news, good messages. So thank you for being on the show. It's been nothing but delightful. Is there one last thing you'd like to say before we close?
Wishing everybody a wonderful holiday season. Just remember that the holy nights of Christmas, they're a time for us to experience that Garden of Eden sensation. So the Creator wants us to attain for ourselves. He gives us a sneak peek of it once a year. We get to feel it during the holy nights of Christmas, and I hope you imbibe it as best you can to give you the courage and the strength to reach for it and work for it, to help others, to help us all attain it for the rest of the year.
Wow, I love that. That's beautiful. Thank you for being on the show with me. Thank you, listeners, for listening in today. Remember, this is a live show, but it's going to be available right after. So spread the news. Spread the news that we can root feed our souls. We can root out hate. Each of us has to do it for ourselves. And then that grows. The love begins to grow. And make sure you catch us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Thanks so much for listening in, and bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.